downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's full time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down, this way to the kitchen. Glaze frost wrist. How you fucking all?
Yo, yes, sir. What's happening? We back at it, Smash and Dash. We back at you, man, with my counterpartner, my twin.
Yes, sir.
And Del White. You dig?
What's happening, brother? What you been on?
I'm good, just chilling, man. You know, it's a little downtown, man. Just, you know, just still trying to keep some of these sports, some of this football stuff in action with our fans, our followers, and our subscribers. You feel me?
I definitely feel you. There's some other stuff other than football, though, that's keeping us, you know, on our toes. This boring off season, because you know, for us, off season is boring as hell. We can't wait till some type of football start up. So when end of July start up, and you know you're gonna get that Hall of Fame game, we get real excited, man. So right. We about 2 months out.
Yeah, we about 2 months out. We're gonna tap in with that, and then we're gonna tap in a little bit with a little basketball at the end, because I do want your thoughts a little bit on these Lakers and, you know, these playoff games, Jimmy Buckets, all those guys. But
yes, sir.
I want to start off, man. You know, I think it was like last week or the week before the schedule came out on the NFL schedule.
Yeah.
What do you think about your home team, the Tennessee Titans schedule?
Whew. As I look over the 18 weeker, right? Well, how about this is what we do then, 2K? We can go through them then. How about we just go through them and see what we think is going to happen?
Win and loss?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You know?
Okay, we got week one. We got New Orleans. We got to go to New Orleans. What do you think that what kind of game do you think that'll be?
I think that's a win for us. I think
who's
that's
their quarterback?
Didn't they sign somebody?
I know they signed.
They had to sign somebody because you remember Jameis got her and somebody, what's your boy from Redhead?
Oh, you know who they got?
Who?
Derek Eugene Carr.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, listen now.
Yeah,
listen.
They got Carr now. See, now that's a different ball game. See, but it's gonna be kind of hard on this because you know I won't. Sometimes I be biased when we talk about Tennessee.
Yeah,
it's just hard for me. But if I'm gonna just be correctly right and be honest, we just got to be honest. Of course, I'm going to want to say they're going to win every game, but we got to be realistic here.
Let's be realistic then.
So they got Derek Carr,
Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, the kid from Ohio State, Chris, I forget his last name or how to say
the
it.
The receiver?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Because we're not sure what Michael Thomas is going to give us because he's been hurt, but if he do anything like how he started last year, it's gonna be good. So I'm gonna have to go with that first. I'm gonna have to go week one. I'm gonna have to go with an L on that one.
I didn't realize Derek Carr was going the quarterback of them too. Derek Carr gives them a different element, period, because he is one of them dudes. Just like he's not Drew Brees by no means, but he's gonna drop back and he's gonna make sure that he gets the ball out to people. So.
Right.
I'm anxious to see how that one works, man. I can't wait to see that one. But I think it might be an L as well.
You think it's an L?
I think it might be an L. So then they got – next up will be the
Chargers.
Yeah, we got the Chargers. I'm going to go out on the limb and say, damn, we start off 0-2.
You think so? Only reason I can't say that because the Chargers has – they can rush the quarterback, but they have no defense. So I see Henry giving it to them. I see Henry giving it to that defense.
Don't they still got Darwin James and them boys?
They got, yeah, but they ain't never been able to stop the run.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so you say that's 1-1 then. They're going to Cleveland. Oh, okay.
We're going to paint that.
Yeah, at least.
Watson and them. They got, they got Zadarius Smith.
Yeah, they just got him. They got some rushers, though. They got some pass rushers.
What's your boy? The other D.
95.
Yeah.
Texas A&M. What's his name? Miles? Is it Miles?
Yeah, Miles. Yeah. Miles Garrett. So yeah. So they trying to figure it out, but Cleveland is Cleveland, man.
It's like they find their stuff in the bang out no matter what, right, bro? It's like even if they're good, they're gonna be for some reason they're gonna be at the end still in the game.
Ooh. Yeah, that's gonna be painted. We painting that
smoking. Hey, you know what's crazy? You know who gonna probably be at this game? Adam Bernard. You know he can't wait. We call Pac-Man. So they got the Bengals like Pac-Man to say, "Whoo, that's Cool Joe, man."
Yeah, Cool Joe. We owe Joe them.
We do owe Joe. Hold on, we owe him. But what I'm asking you is, let's be realistic right now. You think we could be Cool Joe now?
It's hard right now, and like the reason why I'm gonna say this is because I don't know
who are we throwing the ball to.
That, our defensive side, what we're doing over there. We always gonna step up on defense, though.
That's what I'm saying. Our defense is gonna be it. But 2K, when I look at it right now.
We got King Henry, man.
We've been actively shopping him, so who knows? Like, of course, when he gets out
there, there's rumors. Rumors.
Okay. But then we got Burks at receiver, and then you know, like, I'm not taking no shots when I say this. I'm looking at like who's after that. Like, I don't know.
And we're still at ease at quarterback. We got
that's what I'm saying.
$100 million guy and 2 second-round pick guys, and we're a little unease. So right there, being that's at the beginning of the season, we don't really know where we're at or what type of team we're going to be at this time. I gotta take an L on that one.
So we're looking at in your standings, we 2-2 or we 1-3 so far.
Two and two.
Okay. Indiana with the Colts. Beat the Colts. Yeah, they're in a quarterback controversy as well. And you know we've been getting the best of them lately, so I just think we can get the Colts. So
yeah,
so we're 3-2, and then we're heading to London.
We painting Baltimore and London. I ain't even gonna play with you. We painting Baltimore and London.
You know why? You know why? This is why I like you, bro. Because you got long standing beef, and you don't give a damn what's going on. See, you—that's bullshit right there. You being biased, and you know it.
2K. Not really. We don't paint that in London.
So you think
we don't know how this is gonna jail?
You don't think Lamar Eugene Jack, after he got this contract, gonna be ready to do something?
Who knows? We don't know. That's something we don't know. I love our defense.
Okay, so we're four and two.
No. We're 3-2. That was 2.
So now we're at 4-2, and we got a bye week. Whew, we needed that. So 4-2. We go into the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, we paying that. We paying Atlanta.
Arthur just doesn't have enough, man. Yeah, he's putting them young boys gonna be playing, but not ain't Art. You know, we your big homie still. It's all right. You can come back home whenever you're ready. Right. 2K, a game that we probably need to get to because you know how they feel about us out there. Pittsburgh,
yeah.
We terrible towel stompers. And one thing we do know about them is, it's going to be a bang out regardless.
It's going to be a bang out, but in the same thing, like when us having our defense and them, what are they going to do at quarterback?
Oh, Cody Pickett? Or Kenny Pickett. Sorry. I think that's his name. Kenny Pickett.
Ain't believing.
Oh, you don't believe?
Ain't believing.
Yeah, I believe Tannehill over these rookie quarterbacks. I'm sorry. I'm taking Cam. Yeah, and what's that? Ritter down there? Yeah.
And week 9, is Tannehill still going to be the starter? Yeah, if they're we're going now, we was 4-2, 5-2, 6.
We're at 6-2.
Yeah, he'll still be the starter.
He's not. So that means we're 6-2. Tannehill's rolling. Derrick Henry's on a roll, and then we go to my old team until Tommy's.
Your team.
My old team. I'm gonna keep it real.
Your team. Before Tom went there.
But who's your team then?
Atlanta.
All right, so we beat your team too then. All right.
Yeah, they're gonna paint Tampa.
Tampa ain't gonna be the same since Tom left. It'll never be the same. It'll be another 20 years.
We're looking at 7-2 right then.
7-2, but then we're going into a nice divisional game again at Jacksonville. Now listen, the way T Law started at the end of the year and the way he's been playing, I'm not just going to say that we're going in there and just painting Jacksonville just like that. Right. This might be because we're on a roll. This might be the time we take that L, you know what I mean? Because we've been feeling ourselves. And now we end up at 6-3.
No, that's 7-3. What's this? Because we just beat Tampa. So that's 7-3.
Yeah, that'd be
7-3. Week 11, 7-3. We had a bye week.
All right.
7-3. Then we so go we to Carolina.
Oh, we bounce back easily. We 8-3. I just don't believe in anybody that's coming after Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold out there in Carolina. I know they just drafted what's the dude's name? Bryce Young. Is it Bryce?
Yeah.
Bryce is going to be an unbelievable baller, but you know, you got to get the places in peace before it just happens. So I don't believe in Carolina. So yeah, that's 8-3. And then we come back with another divisional game.
Yeah, I like us to beat Indy again. I like us to sweep Indy this year.
Oh, ooh, that boy said, bring out the brooms. And I'm with you, Young. I just don't believe right now. Had they got out and got like a car or, you know, somebody that's a believable quarterback, even Aaron Rodgers or something made a push like that, that would have scared me. But, yeah, I think we sweep them too. Whew, primetime game again. This is what scares me, though, about these primetime games, because now we coming against Miami, the cheetah.
And that's at Miami, so you know we got to do that.
Right, and you know what they go, you know, and you know what's even more crazy, Twin. You know what they gonna be doing them tight. Yeah, damn, we 9-4, 8-4.
That's 9-4.
Cause yeah, they gonna lose that one. Cause they gonna it's Monday night game. They gonna mine gonna probably be.
Oh, that's Monday night. Oh, whoo, we definitely gotta do that one. That Monday.
And
night.
That's my birthday. It's well, you know, I'm 12/20, but that's 12/11. So yeah, that's what we doing for my birthday. Say less. We gonna live the night before we Monday
take-
night.
Yeah, I'd say we're going to take that L on that one. Miami, they got a nice offense with Tua, Cheetah, got some nice running backs, and Waddle, pretty good. I see us losing that game. Then we go to Houston. We had so right now, we had 9-5 if we lose to Miami. It's 9-5. Hold on.
No, that's 9-4, 13 games. So yeah, we'll be 9-4. 9-4 if we lose to Miami. Then Houston, again.
Paint City, man. Who Houston got?
I'm trying to think. They got a loaded defense, but I'm trying to think. They got that running back, that rookie running back. He'll be in the second year. We're going to see. Yeah. And Dog be running that thing, though, man. So
that's it. He getting painted, man.
Didn't they just draft somebody, CJ Stroud or something?
Yeah, they got one of them quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, so, yeah. So that's what, 10-4?
10-4.
And then we got to come to Seattle.
Geno. Yeah,
on Christmas. The thing about, you know, the thing we know about Seattle is they're going to play some defense, though. I just rely on Geno probably making a few mistakes. And, yes, so we will be 11 and dang.
You see, you think we'll beat? You see us winning that game?
I don't know. It's going to be a really – it's going to be a bang out.
Okay.
That game will show us a lot about our character and if we really are one of them teams for real. It could be a fluke 11 and, you know, whatever we said four, or it can be a real 11-4. You know what I'm saying? With two games left.
Yeah. I'm gonna say we're gonna take an L on that game. I just know Pete Carroll, as long as they got Pete.
So we 10-5 with two games left.
Yeah, 10-5.
And so we'll be 11-5 after Houston again. We'll sweep Houston.
Yeah, but I think we'll split with Jacksonville.
So we end up 12-5.
12-5.
I say 11-6, 12-5 this year. I'm scared of Jacksonville, man.
Yeah, but Jacksonville not going to sweep us, brother. They weren't supposed to beat us last year.
But when that man started diving,
we almost swept them last year.
Yeah, well, it's a new day. And that Doug Peterson's a really good coach, so we're going to see some really good coaching this year. That's what I can't wait to see.
Right.
That was cool. So, all right, so then – to play off of that a little again, how would we rank our division then? Obviously, we got the Colts, we have Jacksonville, we have ourselves, the Titans, and then we have there's somebody
Houston.
Else.
Houston.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Colts, Jacksonville, and us.
And I love Houston because that's one of our favorite cities to stay afterwards. I think I've never stayed in Jacksonville. I've never stayed in Indy. So
I've been in Jacksonville.
I know why you would stay in Jacksonville.
I'm just saying I've been there plenty of time. Then Indy, you know, I've been there because combine. Like
No. I've been in
Are you talking about after the game?
I'm saying there's no way in hell that we would ask Jeff Fisher to stay in Indy or Jacksonville. That's what I'm telling you, crazy man.
Okay. Yeah, but nah,
Houston, Miami, we would have stayed. They're about the only ones we stand.
Yeah. So if I rank, my ranking would be Tennessee 1, Jacksonville 2. I will go Houston 3, the Colts 4.
I'm going us 1, Jacksonville 2, Indy 3, Houston 4.
Houston 4? Okay.
Yeah. I just – right. With a rookie quarterback, I'm anxious to see. Now, the thing about that, though, C.J. Stroud, I told you this, though. I thought he should be the number one pick overall, especially after what I've seen him do at Ohio State. I'm not taking nothing away from Bryce. But when I seen in that ball game, I seen somebody that can make plays on his feet, but also he's he's one of them pocket passers that's going to get the ball down the field, man. So I would be crazy not to say that I would love to see C.J. Stroud ball out just because, but I just don't think, you know, I know how it is to be a rookie quarterback. I've seen it so too many times.
You've seen it for real. So we're going to go a little bit in the city where you at, your hometown, the Broncos.
Yeah.
Javonte Williams, ACL.
Yeah.
Do you think they should rush him back? Or, well, I kind of look at the whole situation before you get your answer. My thoughts on it or whatever.
Yeah.
People say, should they rush him back? It's not up to them.
Right. It's up to him. Play. Yeah.
It's up to him. Like, so I feel like if he feel like he's healthy enough, he's ready to go, let's rock out. But if he's not, don't let I would say this. I'm looking at the camera. If I'm talking to him directly, I say this. Don't let them pressure you. Don't do nothing. Because when it's time for them to let you go, and if you come back early and you ain't running the same or whatever like that, they're going to be like, oh, you fell off. You lost a step. So, no, do not come back unless it's time to come back and you feel 100%, not 85, not 90, 100%.
And I second that, 2K. I say 110% until you feel like, you know, like the Superman that you felt, you know, when you first strapped on them pads before the injury, I would not even touch the field. Right. But I have two words for you. Ezekiel Elliott. Why not go get a veteran backup running back that, you know, they're kind of similar, but they could take the pressure off of, my guy Russ, which was at the game last night when they seen, you know, your boy Jokic put up Wilt Chamberlain numbers on AD. I don't know how you liked it, but it was pretty good for the city of Denver, although I am a Laker fan. I have to put that out there. But I wouldn't come back, man. And I, like you said, until I knew I was 100% healthy, you know, the teams, I feel like they prey on athletes sometimes like this. They try to say, oh, it's not that bad. It's, some people came back in 7 months. Some people came back in 6. And it's like everybody's, you know, heel time is different. So, again, training camps around the corner. You got a couple months. You will know for sure if you're healthy enough. But if you don't feel like you are, man, yeah, it's okay to, you know, hey, I'm going to sit out until, you know, give me 6 more weeks until I know I feel all the way healthy, right, and then come back. So I'm with that. I second your thoughts on that.
Let's not forget AD had 40 too, though.
He did. 40. He had 40 with 3 rebounds. I don't know. All I know is Joker. 40, bro, man. The Joker had Joker had 20-20 at halftime. He had
40. Which one?
Do I know. 40. Something. Just get more rebounds.
He had 30.
That's what I'm saying. So okay, as a Laker fan, does that make you nervous? If AD had 40 and Bronny had 30, like, it's like, damn, what else? Because if they're playing at the top of their games, that means some people ain't getting no touches.
Not even that. I'm just looking at it like this. It's a bang out. It ain't like we lost by 20. We lost by 2 or 3 points. So it could have went either way.
I don't know, man. It
could have went either way.
For
AD, I didn't know one thing. This is going to be a great series.
For AD to be the reigning one of the defensive players of the year that had it under his belt, man, Jokic was giving him some stuff, man.
He was giving him stuff, too. He had 40.
Man, listen, it's about the W, about the points.
It's going to be a great series, and I know it's
going to I hope to better. See, because they're down. It's down 1-0. They got 3 games to do something.
Trying to do something?
I told you. I just spoke it. All you got to do is, Josh, make sure when he say trying to do something, you rewind this and tell him to say, although I am a Laker fan. I'm just from Denver. I ain't mad at my city getting off. I wouldn't care, just like you. If Orlando is in the playoffs right now, as much as you gonna give a damn about New Orlando, you would be geeked up. Like, yeah, my team, my hometown squad's in it. So whatever. Hey man, hey, I see what you're doing here. My bad. Hey,
crazy.
Stop it, honey's dad. Bro, let's talk about the elephant, man. Unfortunately, we, you know, it sucks when we get on these shows. Sometimes we got to talk about nonsense, you know, some other stuff. We got to, you know, we got to bring up our dog, Ja Morant, man. You know, I say my dog because he's still my dog. You know, of course, when you make bad decisions, it reflects, it looks poorly on a lot of people. It makes you look even poorly, but when you got love or you care for somebody or you know, think that highly of somebody, that just doesn't go away because they make one bad decisions. I think back
a few bad decisions.
Well, a few, you're right. But 2K, when I think back to us in 2008, 9, 10, before social media was so popular and before everybody just wanted to record everything, if the cameras were on us, you know, probably let's say 5% of that time, ain't no telling the amount of trouble we probably would have got in, right? So I can say that with certainty. I also say, like, yeah, I sympathize with him, but at the same time, yes, I am. I'm angry with him and disappointed with him, but I'm never gonna. What I'm saying is, I don't think I'm never gonna. I'm not gonna turn my back on him. What I say is, he's still a young person, a young kid that definitely, you know, I don't know who's in his corner or who's helping him make the decisions, but he has to get somebody else around him. Yes, we work hard to get the money and stuff, but there's probably something deeper than that, or, you know, you never know. Like, I'm just not the guy to be like, he did it twice, man. Let's wash my hands of him, because I know that I've done the same thing over and over again. And, you know, finally it bumped my head so hard to where I'm like, I'm not going to do that shit. But, you know, I don't know. What's your thoughts on it?
Man, it's just different with me because I have kids, bro. So you have to sometimes put yourself in that position. Like, what if that was my son? Like, bro, you just got suspended.
Right.
You just, like, everybody know you deserve to be first team all NBA, right?
Yeah.
So you go through that situation, you're not first team all NBA. So now you're not able to be Supermax. So that's $30 million down the drain.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not saying it's not okay to, because I know you're young and they're going to make mistakes. And, you know, I still love Ja to death. I love his game, all that. But it's like, bro, you just went through this with a gun. You come right back and do the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying not have a gun or not this or whatever, because it's legal to have a gun. You can do what you do, but you still have to be, you still have to follow the rules of the NBA. You can have a gun, but not, you don't have to flash
it. Yeah, that's what I don't know the rules, but answer me. Can I ask you?
Hold up, before you get in that.
Because it goes,
I've been seeing a lot of comments and a lot of people saying, oh, he got the wrong friends around him. Why would his friends be recording him, this and that? Man, Josh sat there and seen his friend recording.
Yeah.
And then pulled that gun out.
Pulled it out.
It wasn't like Josh was over here, gun out, and turned around, seen it, and tried to hide it. He hit the camera, he pulled it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you can't fault the friends. Like, he have to take accountability of what he did.
Okay, now answer me this. We see other people taking hunting trips. They have guns. They're shooting and they're killing things, and they post it on their page that, yes, I just, you know, in Tennessee, we know that me and you, we both had concealed firearms. We had the permits. We carried our guns everywhere around the world. What I'm saying is, what's the difference if I hop out of my car with my gun on me and I have my concealed license, you take a picture, or me just showing my gun on IG Live? I'm flashing it. Yes, I'm flashing it. But, like, what's the difference of me being a legal gun carrier regardless is what I'm asking.
The difference is, right, if hunting or whatever like that, I got a gun and I see it. Even if I take a picture, I'm hunting, you see the gun, right?
Right.
Boom. That's cool, right?
Yes, sir.
But if I do this picture hunting this gun and then I get suspended for 8 games and this and that, and they say don't do that,
yeah,
and I come back and do it again, that's where the problem is with me.
No,
know what I'm saying? That's what the problem lies with me.
I wish
I done
you
lost out I done lost out. I'm not saying he's going to make it up or whatever, but I done lost out on $30 million because I'm not Supermax.
Well, you can never make that up. That's money. I can't make that up. Yeah, that's gone.
And then I got suspended for it. I talked to the commissioner, and he told me this and whatever. Like I come right back and do it again.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's like this is like if I come on Instagram Live and I'm showing my gun collection, right?
Right.
And I get in trouble for that, even though I feel like it's legal guns. Yeah. It's illegal to have it. But if I get in trouble for it, I lose this money and I get suspended.
Yes,
and I
sir.
Come back a month later after I clear everything and show my gun collection again. No matter if it's not legal, illegal and stuff, but that's the rules of the NBA.
No, you're
I gotta follow them.
You're right. I mean, I'm just, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate. You know, I'm trying to do this to just get every side of the story. I also, I agree with what you're saying. I definitely do. What I do not like, though, is how everybody's just so willing to go in after these kids, knowing that their same son or their same, you know, we've seen it. You know what I mean? Like they're demonizing this little dude or trying to go, yes, he's made a mistake. So now what y'all going to do to like try to help fix it? Because I don't think Memphis is going to give up on him because they know he's a generational talent.
They're not. They're not.
What are we going to do to help him? Obviously, I'm sure if this incident hasn't...
I think people are just more hurt about the situation.
Okay,
bro.
Well, then express that. I hate that people keep coming out and saying how stupid he is.
But I'm just saying, like, that's what I don't agree upon. Like,
it is.
What's your boy name? Kwame Brown. And that going on Instagram and doing that, I don't agree upon that.
That's all I'm saying.
It's a difference. Like, you... tell your opinion, but you going on and calling stupid ass.
Yeah,
and
I can't do that.
I don't agree with that
because I'm just thinking about. But then Kwame, how can Kwame do that? People looking at you like you the same dummy. You lost like how, like you see what I'm saying? Like you can't call somebody dumb. Or I'm saying all of us. Like if we look at our whole life and the shit that we have done and be realistic with ourselves at 23, 24 years old and be like, yes, it was the dumbest shit ever. To do that shit the second time, I can't believe he would do it. But to think that we haven't done or everybody else around the world, all these athletes and stuff, come on, man, you've done it. So at least, okay, acknowledge he's done it, but how are we going to help him not do this shit ever again? Like, I look at it like I don't want my – you're right. We got nieces and nephews. I don't have any kids. But when you think about it, like, I don't want my nieces and nephews or, you know, the kids that I'm around glorifying that at all. And I'm sure that's not what he meant when he.
Bro, I can't even lie. If that was one of the twins and he did that, bro, come on, bro. You got to put these boxing gloves on.
Oh, yeah, we got to see him. We definitely going to scrap like, one time.
We finna scrap, bro. Like, what's up, bro? We finna scrap, bro. Like, you tripping. Like, I know you grown man now, but, bro, we done worked. Bro, you
way too hard.
Bro, we done worked from youngins to this. Now you to this point, I got, like, this was your goal. This is what you wanted to do. We done put in all this work to get to here to only tear ourselves back now. Come on, man. You got to think. Y'all in a position where everybody dream of not just make it to lead, be a superstar, have your own shoe, all that stuff to get all that taken away, all endorsement deals taken away. Like, you put in all that work to come back down here. That's why I say more people, more. Hurt about the situation, like, dang, bro, like.
Come on, man. Bro, yeah, you got to be smart. Especially just considering, like you said, I don't care if you upper class and you black or middle class. And when you get 200, man, you change the dynamic of everything. So you become a different person in your neighborhood and who you are forever. So, yeah, man, John, hey, listen, I'm not here to bash you. Hopefully this time you have really made, you have seen the hurt and whatever else you have caused to whoever you, your family, and hopefully you can make a change, man. It's on you. Like, I'm not gonna bash you. Like, get it together, bro. Or you'll be like a statistic. Like, everybody, a lot of people are wishing you to be right now. So, you know,
and for me, my thoughts on it, like, what I'm thinking, like, and I want your perspective on it. I want to know what you think punishment-wise, what I think is going to happen. Honestly, you know, Grizzly's not going to get rid of him. But yeah. I think the NBA is going to give him a year suspension. I think they're going to give him a year suspension.
I think because of 8 games, you can't go that dramatic. Now, if they would have went 30 games off
the back.
I know, but if they would have went 30 games, like, I'm just saying that's way too dramatic. Like, I don't know. That's just me saying it. Like, I see like half a season, like 41 games, because it's still putting your team in a bind to where now they lose a superstar. And it's going to change the dynamic of the team regardless. But I still, I would say half a season.
Even if you go half a season, he's still out. What, he making 40, 35?
Oh, no, no. He's going to lose some money for sure.
Like a whole lot of money.
I just don't think he's going to be a whole year. I don't think. Now, if he was in a club incident where he shot a gun, and like maybe a year. But I don't think showing your gun on IG is a whole year suspension. I'm just sorry. I don't believe in that. I can't. I guarantee after 41 games and him not getting them damn checks again, he will definitely realize.
So you say 41, I say season.
Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't be surprised by either. I'm just being honest. But I'm also like, I hear I feel like the public's or these people telling the commissioner what he needs to do is worse though. Like, that's why I don't think he's gonna take people's advice, and I think he's gonna do his own thing. I would.
But the reason why I think it's such a the reason why I think it's a season is because I just sat you down. We just had this talk. We just had this long talk. But what I'm saying is, we just had this talk, bro. And you come back and like, well, you ain't talking about you did this a year later. You come right back and do it. He's gonna.
But you got to think about the policy. Oh, you got to think about policies though. Still, like, right. There's still policies. It's like no different than like a drug policy. Yeah, you get a talk to, then you get 4 games, then you get 8 games, then it's 16. It's like there's stuff in line. You can't just go from 8 games to a year. That shit. It'd be like how. Like, how? I'm mind blown by that. I would be like, nah, you OD'd, bro. You go from 8 games to maybe half a year, and then, yes, something else happens. Then you looking at something else, but I ain't on that. I that's just me. And I get it that the commissioner, but you ain't God, bro. You still like, come on, bro. You the commissioner of the league, but you ain't playing God. That's what I'm saying.
No, he's not playing God, but he's just, the rules are rules. I think a P offender. I'm not sure what that rule book is, but
bro, if they letting people play in the games after beating up people and shit, and he just play, like, I'm not riding with it. I'm just being real. That's what I feel about it. But I understand. Right, that's what you're
saying. Then you know, a lot of times it's not even be that. Like sometimes they be want, bro. You know, sometimes they be want to make an example.
What I'm trying to tell you
right now. So the reason why I say that is because not only it's not about what he's doing and the type of trouble, bro. He's embarrassing the Shield right now. He's embarrassing the NBA right now. So you them people make examples.
I hear what you're saying, but see, I ain't going all that deep.
No, I'm not going out, but you know how they. I think, hear what bro. You.
To me, that's over.
You know how they again, think. That's not me. If it was me, I'm not saying that's what.
That's
I would
and that's and that, just, to me, the way they're just, thinking is absurd, man.
When you they think absurd, you know that.
Yeah. Yeah, then they gotta like, look at their families the same way. They gotta look at their sons the same.
That's right.
They gotta look at the coaches that they hire in the same way. Like they gotta
all. What I'm saying is, it's to the same point. Yes, they think of serve, but that's just like you telling me, I play for the Denver Broncos, and weed is illegal. Weed is legal, and I can't smoke. It's legal, yeah,
but there's still, but you know, but it doesn't matter, young. You gonna get caught. There's a thing, then you get caught again, then there's another thing.
No, I know that, but no, I'm not. What I'm saying is, it shouldn't be nothing happened to me. It's legal. Legal.
I'm with you when you're right, but that's why I'm saying it's in Tennessee, illegal. we know carrying guns is legal.
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes, they think of serve. That's how they think.
I know. I would love to understand the.
I would love to see that rule book.
The NBA's policy on, you know, carrying guns or, you know, because if you're off season and you're at your house and you got a license for this and like, I'm trying to figure out like, yeah, I'm no, with
but
you.
That's not legal for them to have a license and have their gun. He's getting in trouble because he's flashing on Instagram.
Flashing it. Like, that's what I'm saying. What is the rules?
It's not
like,
about him having a gun.
So, but that's what I'm saying. But if I'm at a firing range and they recorded me on Instagram shooting a gun at a firing range, that's not like that. Nah, I ain't buying it. That's what I'm saying. I got to see the policy that, and then I'll agree with it or not, but I can't buy it. You can't tell me you can go hunting. You can show me you hunting somebody down or killing something and they ain't getting in trouble. But you flash a gun on IG, I can get suspended. I got to see.
Yeah, but so is that the, so? What I'm saying is, so you feel like that everybody is making a bigger issue about it than what it really is.
Hell yeah, Hell yeah. I'm saying for like I said, 2K.
So Jai ain't tripping.
I mean, he's doing the same shit. Me, you, our brothers, our cousins, bro. At our age of 24, boy, oh my god.
Nah, I wasn't flashing that no.
We didn't have cameras.
No, even if we did, I'm not flashing.
Man, well, you probably didn't, but our homeboys, every 2K, the people we. I know, but the thing is, you can't control it. Or downstairs in our basement, somebody would have came down there and sold the guns on our counters and stuff at Chris Johnson's house. All our jerseys and shit in the background.
No, he's actually putting a gun out.
I would have. Hey, yeah. In my day, I probably would have got caught for that because, at 21 years old with 200, ain't no telling what I'd have did. I'm just being honest. Right. I'm just being honest with myself.
So right now, you're saying, so if we're saying this, Jai's not tripping. And they're making way too much of a big deal about it.
I think that they're making way bigger of a deal than it needs to be. I can see why they're making a big because it happened. But man, if I'm at my crib or I'm at my front yard or in my house, wherever I'm at, if I'm somewhere I feel safe and I don't give a damn, my nigga record me or not. I don't feel like I don't give a damn. I'm telling you, bro. I ain't on that shit.
Okay, that's a wrap, man. That was good for you. Hey, Josh, you know, make sure you edit that one good. That's a good clip bait right there. My boy don't got no problem with it. Whatever.
I don't.
It is okay.
I really don't feel like y'all do all that suspending for a year shit. That sounds absolutely absurd. I didn't see, brother, thinking about the shit that we got away with and like bro, that's how I know. Maybe I just can't judge knowing the shit that I got away with and knowing all that right. The same shit these people get away with. So nah.
All right.
Well, I see you. Jim Irsay when he got caught with the 1,000 bottles with the gram of Vicodin and getting drunk.
He got suspended.
For how long? A year?
Nothing.
How come he didn't like you're an owner? Like this, eight games. My point. You're an owner of a team. You damn know better than anybody, but you drunk driving with pills on you. I ain't a man.
But you know the
he drunk repeater. Driving. He's yes. drunk driving.
No, but what I'm saying is no matter what it is, when the repeat offender, that takes the whatever it is up the roof. Lord, but bro,
hey, get me out of here. Hey, it's been
all real, right, too. Brother.
Yeah, I ain't. Mm-hmm. Downtown we live.